Good afternoon. Another cold day in progress across interior New York and New England. Perhaps not quite as chilly as yesterday, with a little less wind and temperatures making their way into the upper 20s and lower 30s for afternoon highs. Clouds will mix in with sunshine as we get deeper into the afternoon, and skies will cloud up overnight tonight. This is all out in advance of a storm system which is currently moving through the deep south, eventually to the southeastern states. It'll make the turn up the coast and work its way toward us during the day tomorrow. So with the cloud cover overnight, temperatures will struggle to drop down lower than the middle 20s, but still below freezing, and there is the chance that a few flurries or snow showers dancing around. But for the most part, it'll be dry into the early morning hours tomorrow. As the storm works its way toward the Carolina coast tomorrow afternoon, clouds here will increase and thicken, and eventually we'll have precipitation breaking out from south to north. Temperatures tomorrow afternoon will top out in the upper 30s to around 40, however, pull back down toward freezing with the onset of precipitation. So depending on your location, we may see a rain-snow mixture or just plain snow breaking out by tomorrow evening, which will last into the evening hours. The northern part of New York and central and northern Vermont may even pick up a couple of inches of snow before even these locations transition to just plain rain through the evening and during the overnight period. So we'll look for a steady and at times heavy rain overnight Tuesday night as temperatures continue to rise back up through the 30s and into the 40s. And on Wednesday, most locations will see just plain rain with temperatures in the 40s in the morning. As we get deeper into the day and the storm system works its way north of Cape Cod and into the Canadian Maritimes, colder air will be drawn in from the northwest and temperatures will go back down in the afternoon through the 40s and back down toward freezing. This will transition any leftover precipitation back over to sleet and or snow for the evening drive on Wednesday, which could present problems in and of themselves. So we're looking for messy weather to continue into Wednesday evening and overnight before things dry out. And on the holiday for Thursday, we'll have blustery and colder weather with temperatures staying in the 20s. There will be a few slick spots as things on Thursday will freeze up as temperatures will not get above freezing. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for Friday and Saturday into the holiday weekend with temperatures in the 20s to around 30 before the next chance of snow showers arrives on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the evolving winter storm is currently affecting the southern plains into the lower Mississippi Valley. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect for most of central Texas, including Dallas, southern Oklahoma, including Tulsa, and most of Arkansas, including Little Rock. As moisture flows north into the cold air mass from the Gulf of Mexico, light to moderate icing will continue today and tonight. Travel will be an issue in these locations for the next 24 to 36 hours before the brunt of the storm heads into the southeastern United States. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at West Kendall, Florida, to a low of 14 below zero at Jefferson City, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower to mid-30s, Boston sunny in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 44 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high, 64, set in 2004 and in 2001, and the record low, 2, in 1938. Sunrise this morning at 6:59 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:25 p.m., 9 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine mixing with clouds today, with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Cloudy with a few scattered snow showers overnight tonight, with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine mixing with clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Cloudy tonight with a few flurries or snow showers and lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Deconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine mixing with clouds today with highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine mixing with clouds today and highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing and thickening clouds with light snow or mixed precipitation developing late in the afternoon and into the evening from south to north, highs in the middle to upper 30s. Rain Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, then rain transitioning to sleet and snow late Wednesday and Wednesday night. Temperatures starting in the 40s Wednesday morning, then dropping back through the 30s during the afternoon. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and much colder on Thanksgiving Day in the 20s. A mix of sun and clouds in the 20s Friday, near 30 with partly sunny skies on Saturday, and a chance of snow showers on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.